With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump's Asia trip has taken him to South Korea, where he's unveiled a new trade agreement.
On the last stop of his Asia trip, the president announced that a deal had been struck and was pretty much finalized. Later, the South Korean government confirmed a $350 billion investment package in the U.S. to include cash payments and shipbuilding cooperation. Also, U.S. tariffs on South Korean cars will be lowered from 25 to 15%.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston says tomorrow Mr. Trump will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping. The two leaders expected to announce a U.S.-China trade pact. From east to west, Hurricane Melissa is tearing a path across Cuba as a Category 2 storm after pummeling Jamaica as one of the strongest Atlantic hurricanes on record.
Hurricane Melissa made landfall overnight in Cuba as a Category 3 hurricane. Hurricane specialist Brad Reinhardt of the National Hurricane Center in Miami says Melissa isn't as strong as when it pummeled Jamaica, but it's still powerful enough to generate a storm surge of up to 12 feet.
Correspondent Donna Warder says Cuban authorities have evacuated more than 700,000 people, ordering them to shelters. Once it's through with Cuba, the storm will cut a path across the Bahamas. Vice President Vance says members of the military likely will be paid this week amid the second longest government shutdown ever. It's now in its 29th day. Israel says the Gaza ceasefire is back in effect after overnight airstrikes prompted by the killing of an Israeli soldier. Israel says it will honor the ceasefire but will retaliate for violations of the agreement by Hamas. On Wall Street this morning, stocks rallying. The Dow is up 232 points. NASDAQ ahead 156. This is SRN News. A new snapshot of America's faith profile.
It comes from Kite and Key Media, and it reveals that amongst the world's wealthy industrialized nations, the U.S. is much more religious. Over half of Americans pray daily. In Canada and Europe, it's less than a quarter. The report also reveals that about 70% of people in this country describe themselves as Christians, 45% are Protestant, 22% are Catholic, the rest are Orthodox or smaller groups. Jews make up 2% of the population, Muslims 1%. Michael Harrington reporting.
Muslim clergymen in Arab nations traditionally choose the topics of their sermons, but lately, governments in countries including Morocco, Egypt, and Saudi Arabia have dictated sermon content. Officials say the move aims to curb extremist speech, but critics argue it turns the sermons into tools for promoting the state's policies. This past weekend, Muslim imams in Morocco read a government sermon urging parents to involve their youngsters in public affairs. This is SRN News. It is part of the fallout from the ongoing government shutdown.
25 states and the District of Columbia are suing over the suspension of food stamp benefits amid the ongoing government shutdown. They're asking a federal judge in Massachusetts to order the Department of Agriculture to provide benefits through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program for November, including by tapping into contingency funds to ensure the assistance continues to flow. Food stamp payments are provided to roughly 42 million people nationwide.
Correspondent Bill Alexander. The Federal Reserve is expected to cut its key interest rate later today in a bid to bolster the job market and encourage hiring. And there is speculation the Fed may signal another rate reduction on the way before the end of the year. Cutting interest rates helps consumers by bringing down the cost of borrowing for mortgages and auto loans. So far, there has been only one rate cut this year. More details at SRNNews.com.